Texans take over after the Caden Kowalski interception. First and 10 at the Texans' own 20-yard line. Back to throw is Weeks. Caught left side. It's Martinez who's trying to get outside. He's pulled down at about the 23-yard line. I thought they may have gotten his face mask. I guess not. He gains three. So it'll be second down and 7. And we need to make sure we pat Kowalski on the back for that play, Jared, and spend enough time complimenting that interception. That was a nice play.
Yeah, that was a good play. Receiver did a good job of getting in between the quarterback and the ball right there, and Caden just jumped right over him, and big, tall young man, strong young man, just said, hey, yeah, I'll take that ball.
Made the play right in front of him. Second down and 6 now. Screen pass left. It's Martinez. Runs into his own offensive lineman, but is able to step forward for about 3 out to the 27-yard line. It'll be third down and 3 now.
Yeah, he. I think he ran into big Luke Snow right there. So it's a Luke is, for those of you who don't know Luke, he is a sizable young man, probably around 6'4", 6'5", and a big, strong kid like an ox. And Gavin is a wide receiver. And
that is not any of those
It didn't
things.
Go well for him.
No.
Still a gain right there, so we'll take it. We got, what, 3rd and 3?
3rd down and 3. Got to get to the 30 now. Weeks will roll right, looking, throwing, and caught on the far sideline for the first down. Out to the 37-yard line. That's Colby Crowder, 38-yard line. Nice play.
Yeah, good throw by JoJo right there. Putting a little bit of touch on it to get it over to the top of the cornerback, and Colby just kind of sat right there in between the zone defense, and good play right there. Good first down for the Texans. Keep the chains moving.
Just underway in the second quarter. 11 minutes left to play. Texans leading it 10-7 over the Bernie Greyhounds. Weeks will give it to Williams right up the middle. Look out, 40, 45, spin move, 50, and down to the 48-yard line of Bernie is Hunter Williams, who seems to be shaking off the early game slumber, and he's wide awake now.
Yeah, he's heating up right there. I imagine that that young man from Bernie right there that just got the old spin move put on him is going to hear about it a little bit probably tomorrow at the film right there. Great move and a couple good runs. Hunter's really, really running. I said it earlier with some conviction right now, man. He's running hard.
First down and 10 now for Texans. Weeks looking left. Now he's throwing it, and it's incomplete. Well covered in the secondary. Tried to hit Stover.
Yeah, good coverage by Bernie right there. Crowder kind of had snuck out of the left-hand side right there and ran kind of a slant-and-go pattern, I guess, type deal, and ended up getting behind him, but JoJo had released the ball already, so maybe something that we see Coach Warren go back to right there. Imagine the Texans coach that are sitting to our left over here a little bit. I imagine they saw that play just as much as we did.
I think they'll file that in the back of their minds for later use, huh?
Yeah, I think that they will go back to the pot on that one, possibly.
Second down and 10. Williams up the middle. Oh, man, he is greeted at the line of scrimmage and stopped. So Texans will face another 3rd and long here. It'll be 3rd down and 10. Check it, 3rd down and 9 from the 47.
Yeah, Bernie had a lot of guys on the interior right there. They ended up looking like 5 guys had a hat on him at one point. So, good play by Bernie right there. This may be the time right here. Again, like we said, I said it a minute ago, this may be the play that they kind of run that little slant-and-go pattern with Crowder again on the outside.
They've got Crowder here in the slot. The near side of the field here, and JoJo Weeks is going to roll left. You might be right. No, he's going to flip it over the middle to Stover, and it's incomplete. So the Texans will probably be punting for the first time here tonight.
Yeah, and that throw, it's kind of a – even if he catches it, I don't believe he's got the first down. It's going to be fairly close right there, but throw just kind of sails over the head of Stover right there a little bit. But, got a chance to flip the field if you're the Texans, pin the Bernie Greyhounds deep right here.
Hodo is back along with Poole. Here's the punt. It's a good one. High and long. Caught by Poole at the 11. He fumbles. Wimberly has it, I believe, inside the 15-yard line. Wimberly football. At the 13-yard line, Texans are able to come up with it.
Yeah, number 44, Moss Carruthers, comes up with the ball. He's the guy who comes out and flips it back to the ump and says, I think I'll take this. And Wimberly takes it 14-yard line, 1st and goal.
And give Wyatt Vance some credit for that too, Jared. High, deep punt. hard to field, and by the time the return man Poole fielded it, he had players all around him in all kinds of chaos, and that thing just bounced out of there.
Yep, absolutely. He had he had at least three Birdie defenders and two or three Texans as well down there. So a little bit of rush, and Moss picks up the ball, takes advantage of it.
Put it on the 14-yard line. Cockerham gets the ball up the middle, moving the pile inside the 10 and down to the 6-yard line is Jake Cockerham.
That's a good run by Jake. We've said it from the beginning of the season. He's a kid who puts his nose down, and he's running north and south. That's where he's going. He's
no
not
going
to try to run east and west. He's going either through you or you're taking him down. And so good run right there on first down. Pick up 6-7 yards.
They're putting it at the 6-yard line. Williams to the left of Weeks. Cockerham to the right. Cockerham has it in the middle. Breaks a tackle near the goal line. Did they give it to him?
He's
touchdown.
In the end zone. Good run right there by Jake Cockerham.
6-yard touchdown run. Again, as you mentioned, Jared, nothing fancy. He just took it right up the middle.
Yeah, I guess, 6 yards on, I believe 6 yards on both plays, 8 yards on the first one, or actually 8 on the first one, 6 on the second one, and there was nothing special about it. He carried 2 or 3 guys, 3 or 4 yards on each run.
Bengal now is going to come in and kick the extra point. It is up and it is good. 8:48 remaining in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 17 and Bernie 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Texans take advantage of the turnover, punch it in. Jake Cockerham from 6 yards out with a touchdown. Texans now with a 2-score lead, 17-7 over the Greyhounds. Feels like it's a lot closer ball game than that, Jared, but Texans able to, when you get a red zone turnover, boy, it just, it really means a lot to both teams.
Yeah, they did a good job of taking advantage of what Bernie gave them right there. Ended up 2 plays later punching in the end zone. So good job by the Texans running game right there.
Here's the kickoff. It's Gerard. It's going to be taken at the 16-yard line to the 20, 25, 30. Look out, 35, 40, 45, 50. And run out of bounds at the 45-yard line is the return man for the Greyhounds, and that's going to be Bryson Flesowski.
Well, that's
a tough one to say. Yeah, it is. Flesowski gets it all the way down to the Wimberley 42-yard line.
Yeah, and a good job by Cody Charrington, who's probably one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest guy on the Texans team right there, catching up with him and running him down. We've got a great view of this, of where he got him right there. So good job, Cody.
First and 10 now for the Bernie Greyhounds. Excellent field position, to say the least, but the snap gets away from Klutz, who throws it up in the air, and it's going to be picked off. He was trying to throw it away, but a great play in the secondary by Wimberley to pick it off at the Wimberley 20-yard line.
And again, Cody Charrington, the young man who just ran him down right there, makes an unbelievable over-the-shoulder catch with the offensive guy on his back. Technically, he was playing defense right there as the wide receiver, but Charrington, the old basket catch over your shoulder, great catch.
What a catch. And seriously, Klutz was just scrambling around trying to get the fumble. He wasn't trying to complete that, Jared. He was just throwing it up there. He figured he was throwing it away out of bounds.
Yeah, no, and he had Davin Masur right in his face right there. And so Davin, ended up kind of the old one-step rule, had a shot at him and got a good hit on him right there and just ended up throwing it up Hail Mary almost. And Charrington came down with it.
Texans with another turnover. Now flags prior to the play. It's going to be a false start against Wimberley, so they're going to back them up 5 to the 15. I was watching Klutz on the sideline. He's still over there walking up and down with his hands on his hips. I said, why did I throw that? Good grief. Coaches didn't even bother coming to talk to them. They could tell that he was upset at himself. There's no need to pile on the young man.
No, not at all. And that's, again, he you could see he was trying to throw it away.
Yeah.
He was going to get the intentional grounding call because it went out of the pocket, but at that point it didn't matter.
Here is JoJo Weeks now up the middle. He fakes the handoff. He's able to push forward for about 5 to the 20. It'll be third down and 10. That was just a great play by Charrington. Sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the other team, and that's certainly the case there. You look like Willie Mays in the World Series in 54.
Hey, and easy now. We're throwing back at the baseballs.
How
now.
About that?
It was a great catch, no doubt. I mean, really, it's one of the toughest catches that you can make right there, especially on a pass that you've got the wide receiver really on you trying to defend you. So great job by Cody right there.
Weak shotgun, third down and 10. He's going to give it to Hunter Williams up the middle. He's got the 25, and that's where he's going to be brought down. Maybe give him the 26. Texans are going to be facing a fourth down and 4 now, though.
I think they got third down.
Oh, is it third down?
Yeah, we got should have third. Yeah, third down.
Oh, okay. I thought it was fourth down.
Give me a long 4. We'll call it a long 4.
That's right. They had the penalty on the. You're right. Third down and 4 because they had the false start before the first down. I was thinking that was the first down. The ball is outside the Wimberley 25-yard line. Boy, it'd be nice if the Texans could pick this up, Jared.
Yeah, this is a big play for him right here.
Weeks turns, gives it to Crowder on a reverse. Far sideline, breaks it back inside. He's got the first down and more. Nice move by Colby Crowder. Gets it out to the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the Texans.
Yeah, good job by Colby. It was a foot race to the side right there with the defender, and Colby just stopped and did the old, the old one-step foot plant and cut back inside of him. Ended up getting about another 10, 12 yards, added first down, and Wimberley's on the move again.
Texans have so many weapons on offense. Crowder, Hunter Williams, Martinez.
Yeah, even Cade Stover and Wyatt Mann have been, in the receiving game, just been huge.
No doubt. Here's Williams. He's going to get the carry, and he is able to push forward for 3 yards.
They're saying the ball's on the ground. I don't know quite what Bernie's saying. We got it, but I don't know if looks like they're calling him down by contact.
Yeah, they certainly are. It'll be second down and 7. You're right. The Greyhounds started pointing the other direction. That's what you do. You holler at that ref. You say, I got it. We got it. We got it. We got it.
Hey, you never know what they're going to pop up, and they see you come out of the pile with it. They may give it to you.
Absolutely. Why not? Second down and 7 now for the Texans offense at their own 41-yard line. Williams, a step to the right of JoJo Weeks. Weeks is going to throw it out right side. He's got Stover. Look out, 45-50, first down and more. Stover is able to get it to the 49-yard line of the Greyhounds. First and 10, move the chains again.
And we saw that play, the exact same play. That cornerback gives him that big old cushion, gives him that really 13-yard cushion. We saw it earlier with Wyatt Mann. We saw it that time with Cade Stover getting 10 yards.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage now, and they're going to snap it quickly and give it to Williams again. Why not? 45-40. Look out. He's got another first down, and down to the 36-yard line is Hunter Williams. And this Texan offense is clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, Wimberley's getting them in chunks right now, 10 yards and now 12 yards, and they're rolling.
Up-tempo, too. Give it to Williams again. And he is able to get the 30. He gets 6, call it 7 yards, right up the middle. It's going to be second down and 3.
Yeah, they've got a good pace going right now. The coach and staff trying to get the plays in as close or as quick as possible. I'm trying to watch over there and figure out which one's giving the plays. They're actually going to huddle up this time. We don't see that from Wimberley very much, but they're going to want to make sure they get a good play. Second down and 3 or second down and 2 almost. Looks like they gave him 8.
Yeah, 8-yard run. Second down and 2 from the Bernie 28-yard line. Weeks. Spread formation. Looking right, throwing right. Caught. First down, 25-20. It's Stover again, who's able to get it down to the 18-yard line. Another first down for the Texans.
That's a good play by JoJo. That's a read option that he has, basically. He can either hand it off, run it, or throw it out if he sees it a real quick pass. And they, again, had that opportunity. That cornerback on the right side, opposite Cade Stover right there, was so far off of him. And instead of handing it to Williams, he just really takes the snap, direct throw out to Cody. And good gain right there.
Ball at the 18 now, first down and 10. Texas on the move, to say the very least. Weeks now, I spoke too soon. Fumble, ball's on the ground on the snap. I think Bernie has it. Good grief, Greyhounds football.
Yeah, snap just a little bit high, got through his hands. I know that JoJo, being the tall kid that he is, that's one that he can come down with. But tough play right there. Wimberly on such a drive right here. Defense has a big chance to step up. What do we got left here? About 4:21 left in the second quarter. So big chance for the Texans defense to get a stop right here.
They're going to put it at the Bernie 27-yard line. Looked like JoJo didn't initially see the ball at Jared. He was looking around for it, and that delay probably cost him. So a turnover for the Texans. That's kind of my fault. I was talking about how smoothly their offense had been running. So I'll take the blame for that one, Coach Warren. Here's Klutz now, rolling right, under a lot of pressure, and he's going to go down at the 16-yard line. Davin Masur with a quarterback sack.
And Davin's been on him all night long. He's been right there just waiting for him to make that little that extra 1 second holding the ball, and Davin got him that time.
Ball way back at the 17-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 10. It'll be second down and 20. Good grief.
Big play by the defense on first down after a turnover, really taking the air out of the balloon, we'll call it.
Texans have called a timeout in this first half. They have two remaining. 3:42 left to play in the second quarter. Klutz now is going to go deep right down the middle of the field and incomplete. Double coverage in the secondary and good coverage.
Yeah, number 17, Samuel Valadez, and 34, Matt Mitchell over the top of the young man. And Matt Mitchell's a pretty big kid. Samuel Valadez is pretty fast. So a tough throw right there for the quarterback to throw into double coverage. Good job by the Texans, and now you're at third and 20, I believe.
Yeah, third down and 20. Well, they're going to call it offside, a play against the Texans, a penalty, I should say. So it's going to be second down and 15 now. So a break for the Greyhounds. They'll get that play over. Klutz will drop to throw. Looking. Protection. He's going to get it away. It's going to be caught out to the 32-yard line, I believe. It's Welch on the catch. Far short of the first down, though. It'll be third down now and 5, though. So it's definitely salvageable for the Greyhounds here.
Yeah, hit immediately by Cody Charrington. Good job of wrapping up and taking him down. So we got third and 5 for Gaberney. Big chance for the Texans to step up.
Back to throw. Looking left. Now he's going to flip it over the middle. It's incomplete. He was hit as he threw it. So incomplete. No flags. I thought they might throw the flag there.
Now, good play by Coleman Garrison off the backside from that outside linebacker position. Young man who's pretty fast, pretty quick. Gets around him and actually gets a shot on him. And quarterback just kind of flutters it out there. Nobody got a chance to catch that ball. Big stand by the Texans.
Stops the clock at 3:02, Jared. That's very important.
Yeah, I believe Texans still have one more timeout, too. So that's a plus.
Definitely. I think they might have two. Well,
they may have two.
I think they have two. We'll see. Here's the punt. It will be taken by Crowder at the 30. Makes the first guy miss. Flag on the play, so we'll get an illegal block, and Crowder just runs out of bounds after that flag is thrown. Think it's going to be an illegal block, Jared.
I didn't see any sort of a face mask or anything, so I'm going to assume that you're right, and he looked like he kind of got him behind the shoulder pads instead of on the side of him.
Well, I'm saying it's an illegal block. I'm saying that's what they're going to call, but I never understand. I think about 60% of the illegal blocks on kick plays probably aren't illegal blocks. So yeah. That's just my opinion.
It's a kick return. It's a punt coverage. It's anything can happen.
They're going to back it up now. I think the Texans have two timeouts remaining. 2:52 left to play in the first quarter. They're going to mark this off way back at the Texans' 16-yard line. So let's see how Doug Warren wants to play this with the ball deep in his own territory here late in the first half with his team with a 10-point lead here. Jared, what do you think? You think he'll take some chances or just play it kind of safe, close to the vest?
Well, I think Bernie has all three of their timeouts, so I think you're probably going to see some Hunter Williams runs right here. But the way that he's been running, he's been picking them up in chunks for sure. So it's still an opportunity.
Reverse to Crowder. He's got some running room, too. 20, inside move to the 25, and he picks up 9. He's going to be close to the first down, depending on where they mark it. I think he's going to be about a yard short.
They're going to give it to him. Yeah, I'd say no measuring here today again.
Ball at the 26-yard line, so first down. Pickup of 10 by Crowder.
Good run by Colby right there. Same play that they've been running that reverse. They're really trying to focus and get him the ball a little bit more this week.
Clock is at 2:29 now, and it's rolling. Hunter Williams will get the carry. He's got the 30, the 35, a pickup of a quick 13 yards. Hunter Williams, they're going to stop the clock now to move the chains. So nice job by this offense to pick up 23 yards and two plays to begin this drive.
Yeah, and your mentality now, if you're Coach Warren sitting over there thinking, okay, I've picked up 22 yards on two plays. Well, I've got either one or two timeouts left here. I think that they may take a chance even to try to get it in field goal range right here, maybe take a chance at a big play here, either first or second down.
Weeks from the spread formation, the shotgun, takes it, going to give it to Crowder on a reverse to this side now. 40, breaks a tackle, and steps out of bounds at the 43-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5. I know he wanted to stop the clock, Jared. I thought he might could have gotten another 5 or 6 yards, though, had he stayed in bounds, but who knows. Clock stops at 1:47.
He got the clock stopped, but, yeah, he may have been able to take about two more steps up there and gain a little couple more yards. But anxious to see kind of right here what Doug Warren draws up. I think, you know, I always say second down's a good down to take a shot. Second and 5, you got an opportunity here to maybe stretch the field a little.
How about some Gavin Martinez? Back to throw is JoJo Weeks. Rolling right, look out. He's under pressure, and he's going to get it away and incomplete. Nice job by JoJo to just dump the ball. He was getting heavy pressure.
Yeah, and feeling that pressure on the backside is never a good feeling if you're rolling out to your right as a quarterback. So, you know, probably taking that chance right there to go ahead and try to stretch the field a little bit. You got third down and 5. The way you've been running the ball, still got pretty good opportunity to get a first down. Clock stops while they set the play.
1:41 left. Yeah, you never want too much pressure on your backside, I always say, Jared.
there it is.
Sorry about that. Daryl O'Neill is sitting at his house going, oh, man, I'm going to have to choke him for saying that. Third down and 5. Here's JoJo Weeks looking right, throwing right, sideline, in and out of the hands of Wyatt Mann right at the first down marker. Gosh, he should have caught that one, huh?
Yeah, that's another one. He's had a couple of those, and we've seen him, you know, throughout the year have a couple of those stop routes that he turns around and just kind of maybe thinks about running before he catches it. But, you know, we'll I know that's something that he's going to continue to work on. But big job right here pinning them back. Last time we saw him obviously fumble the kick. They got two guys back, standing back at the 16-17-yard line for the Greyhounds. So Wyatt Mann with a punt.
Stands at his own 30, gets it away. It's another high one. Fair catch called by the return man Hodo at the 25-yard line. So now Bernie will have all its timeouts remaining, I believe.
Yep.
With 1:29 left. So the Greyhounds maybe will have a shot at putting some points on the board.
Yeah, with their high-powered offense, we've seen it already. We've seen the number 4, Carter Snelling, have some pretty big plays. Big young man. You look at your defensive backs right here and say, hey, no big plays. Keep the ball in front of you. Wrap up. Make good tackles.
And keep in mind, the Greyhounds will get the ball first coming out of the locker room as well. So a chance for them to have the ball two straight possessions here. Imperative that the Texans kind of hold them here. Late in the first half, back to throw. Pressure, screen pass over the middle and incomplete. That play was kind of blown up by Ben Garza.
You know, Ben went through the offensive lineman. They got number 65 out there who was out there to block, Colton Sandel. He went through him and disrupted the clutch.
He really did. And disrupted is kind of an understatement. In fact, I thought he might have gotten to the receiver a tad early. I was afraid they might get him for pass interference, but he's just kind of kamikaze, isn't he?
He's a big player. He's the motivator of the team, we will call him.
Second down and 10. 1:26 remaining in the first half. Klutz, pressure again. He's going to go over the middle. He's got a man. Good grief, caught at the Wimberley 40. And down to the 30-yard line is the receiver, Odo. And they're going to mark this around the Wimberley 30-yard line. First down and 10 now. Big play for the Greyhounds. Hodo just got behind the secondary and was able to make the catch.
Yeah, Klutz did a good job right there of stepping up in the pocket. He had some pressure on the backside of him, but just aired it out right down the middle, and a good pitch and catch right there.
Back to throw now. Klutz again. He's going to run it himself. 25, 20, outside, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 30 yards on the run. Klutz the quarterback. Touchdown, Greyhounds.
And a big block right there by one of the wide receivers. I couldn't tell which one from Bernie it was. Got a seal block on that right side and really just sprung him wide open to take in for that 30-yard touchdown.
Herps now will come on to try to add the extra point. Big plays by this Greyhound offense. The hold is down and the kick is up, and the kick is good. 59 seconds remaining in the first half of play. Our score is Wimberley 17 and Bernie 14. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Well, we've got a good one for you here tonight from Bernie. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. The Greyhounds of Bernie have cut the lead to 17-14. Texans with a three-point lead. Believe they have one timeout remaining, 59 seconds on the clock. So maybe the Texans can answer that score with a score of their own. Lots of offense here tonight, Jared. We got some good players on both sides of the field here tonight.
Yeah, good job. I mean, that's what you and I were talking in the break, man. This Bernie offense is high power. I mean, these guys are throwing. I think they've got one actual running back play. I believe.
I think so.
I think the quarterback Klutz has taken two runs. Everything else has been passing play. That's unheard of in the first half of a Texas high school football game.
No doubt. Here's Herbst kickoff now. Crowder is going to take it at his own 2-yard line, right up the middle of the field to the 10. 15, 20. Oh, and a big hit at the 20. Knocked down at the 22-yard line as the Greyhounds come skipping out of the huddle there after the hit. Big hit.
Yeah, that's the one that, coming from your left side, kind of coming off the blind side, running away from him. Colby just couldn't see it.
And that was the kicker.
It was the kicker.
Wilson Herbst is getting all kinds of love on this sideline over here. The kicker went down and knocked him down at the 21-yard line. So how about this? Let's see if the Texans' offense can get something going. Weeks shotgun. Looks right, throws it out. Right side. Stover again. We've seen that play several times here tonight. He's able to get 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6. Stops the clock at 50 seconds. So they don't have to rush this play, Jared, after stopping the clock.
No, and if they're going to try to move the ball down the field right here, plays that work like that in the past on the sideline, too, get a chance to stop the clock.
Here's Hunter Williams following his blockers. He's able to get it out near the 30-yard line after a tough 4 or 5 carries to start the game here tonight. Williams has really done a good job. The Greyhounds now are going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. It's third down and a long 2 for the Texans offense. Remember, we're looking for fall interns. If you are interested in broadcasting, come intern with us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. That's 512-965-9969. Third down and 2 here, Jared, and it looks like the Greyhounds feel pretty confident about their defense as they take the timeout, hoping that Wimberley doesn't get this first down, and they can get the ball back.
Well, and after going, two plays, 72 yes. yards on the last one, they're thinking if they even have a chance to get the ball back right here, that they're going to utilize those timeouts. Can't take with them, can't use them in the second half. So might as well use them right here, see if you get a chance. Texans, big third down right here. First down is a huge play for us right now.
Third down and 2. Ball at the Wimberley 29-yard line. Williams with the carry. He's got the first down and more. 35. Ball comes out, though. Greyhounds have it. Greyhounds have it at the 38-yard line of Wimberley. Not what you wanted right there. Williams with a nice run, though, Jared, and he got popped pretty hard. The ball came out. There you go.
Yeah, we've seen Hunter kind of get out in the open space a little bit and have a kind of a, I don't know if he holds that ball out a little bit too far or what he does right there, but big hit was placed on him right there at the 38-yard line and coughed up the football. Bernie's high-powered offense comes back onto the field. Texans, you really got to have a big stop here. You go from going into the half 10 up. Now you got a chance to be going in down.
Here's Klutz now, the quarterback. Ball at the Wimberley 38-yard line. Rolling right, throwing right. Going deep for Hodo. A lot of contact. No flag. Yep, a late flag. And they're going to get Wimberley for interference, I suppose. The two officials closest to the play didn't throw the flag. The linesman, however, did inside the 10-yard line.
That's always the call that I don't understand. The linesman's 25 yards away. You got the field judge in the back, literally 7 yards away from the play, and the guy 30 yards away can see it better, and it's going to call pass interference against the Texans. There's just some that I don't understand sometimes. That's probably one of them.
He was well covered in the secondary. There was contact, but it looked like they were both kind of going at each other, Jared. They're going to end up spotting this at the Wimberley 23-yard line. 29 seconds remaining. I believe the Greyhounds have a couple of timeouts left. So we'll see if the Texans can hold on here late in the first half. Hart, the running back. Klutz, though, is going to throw it over the middle, and it's almost picked off on them over the middle, almost again picked off in the secondary.
Yeah, Caden Kowalski had another chance at a second pick in the game right there. Receiver just got his hands on it just a little bit to deflect it and kind of went off the top of Caden's hands and claps his hands thinking, man, had a chance at another one right there. Probably had a chance at making some return yards on that one, too.
Second down and 10 now for Bernie. The clock is at 24 seconds remaining in this first half. Again, Wimberley leading at 17-14. But the Greyhounds knocking at the door here at the 22 of Wimberley. A lot of pressure on Klutz. Flag thrown. And he's going to be sacked at the 29-yard line. This may be a holding call. Yeah.
Yeah, Jake Cockerham ends up getting him and sacking him and brings him down. So we'll see. Actually, that looked like Moss Carruthers. I'm lying to you.
It's definitely a holding call. Let's see what Doug Warren's going to do. He's going to decline the penalty. So that will bring up third down now and 16 as they're going to put it at the Wimberley 29-yard line. Timeout, Greyhounds. We'll take it with them. Our score 17-14. Wimberley, you're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Nineteen ticks left on the clock here in the first half. Wimberley leading it 17-14. The Bernie Greyhounds now face a third down and 16 from the Wimberley 29-yard line. Again, with only 19 seconds remaining in the first half. Klutz, the quarterback. He's going to roll right, looking. Pressure, it's Cockerham, and Cockerham has him. Klutz threw it late, but it's going to be intentional grounding. He didn't even get it anywhere near the line of scrimmage, Jared.
Yeah, and there it is. Okay, I was about to say, there's the flag back there in the end.
And the coach, Normandy, throws his play sheet down on the ground. I don't know what he's upset about. I mean, that was clearly...
Yeah, that was definitely intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding,
yeah. Cockerham had him wound up, and I don't know if he wanted him to call the play dead or what he wanted to call. But
maybe that was it.
He threw the ball about 2 yards in front and out of bounds. And so
it's fourth down now. Fourth down and forever. They got to get to the 13-yard line. They're at the Wimberley 41. That's a long way. Fourth down. There's only 14 seconds left, though, so why not go for it? Klutz now is going to throw a screen pass. It's going to be caught, but brought down quickly at the 40-yard line. Is Ryan Hart on the catch, and Texans will take over. 8 seconds left to play here, Jared.
Yeah, good play by Kevin Rutherford right there. Screen play. They had three or four blockers, but Rutherford came up from behind him and actually caught him and just kind of wrestled him, threw him down. Texans on the 40-yard line. I got to think that they're just going to run the ball, maybe even kneel it right here, stop any sort of a fumble or anything like that, and go into the half with the 17-14 lead and kind of play the ups and downs game for the first half. Describes the Wimberley Texans a little bit so far.
Yeah, they're going to go into the old kneel it down victory formation here, as a matter of fact, with 8 seconds remaining. They're going to kneel it down. What a first half it's been, though. That will be the last play of the first half. Our score, Wimberley 17 and Bernie 14. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have our halftime show. We'll have some band action. We'll have some music for you, and we'll recap the first half, give you some scores. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.